Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, new overnight, a deadly hit and run shuts down part of an Alameda County freeway. The new details just coming in.
And a live look at SFO, a new warning about just how contagious the Delta variant is as so many people get ready to head out of town this weekend. We are live. Plus,
the Golden State Warriors select Jonathan Kuminga.
Welcoming the newest Warriors, meet the latest faces of Dub Nation.
And later, some Bay Area pets looking for a new home. We're live with the push to get these older pups adopted.
So cute.
Very cute. A nice dose of cute on this Friday. Good morning to you. Friday, July 30th. I'm Lynn Keys.
And I'm Ann Makovic. We're waking up to a bit of a cloudy morning, but we are warming up into the weekend. Let's get our first check on weather and traffic this hour, starting with meteorologist Darren Pack.
Morning, guys. Some mornings, it's the camera on Sutro that's the only one that's going to get views of a clear sky because it's that cloudy. And this is the view from Sutro Tower right now. I'm standing in front of a little bit of the Salesforce Tower, which is just barely sticking up above the clouds there. So it's a gray start. No surprise. Here's what it looks like from Treasure Island. This is what it looks like for much of the immediate bay today. The clouds are going to hang out until about 9 or 10 o'clock this morning, even here in San Jose. If you're inland, you've got relatively clear skies for like the Tri-Valley and up into Concord. And a subtle cool down today over there. Right now it's 65 in Livermore. Should only go to the low 90s today instead of mid to upper 90s. Everybody else is doing pretty much average. And that means in the immediate bay, anywhere from low 70s up to perhaps even some low 80s for some locations like Redwood City. 93 in general for inland, but I've got much more in the way of specifics for your part of the Bay Area and your daytime high. I'll see with that in the full forecast in a bit. Gianna, how's the drive look?
It's looking busy for folks heading over towards the Altamont Pass, one of our busiest spots. No surprise there. If you're a super commuter and you're traveling out of Tracy over onto 580, looks like those brake lights are starting just before Mountain House, extending onto the connector there and all the way to North Flint. So give yourself some extra time there. Your travel times right now checking in at about 33 minutes to go from 205 over towards 680. If you're taking the East Shore Freeway, Highway 4, 101, all of those are in the green. So no major troubles if you're headed out of Antioch all the way towards Hercules. And that South Bay commute actually looking pretty good this morning. I do want to show you a map of 880. We have reports of a new crash northbound near Tennyson Road. It is blocking at least one lane. Southbound, though, all lanes are now open, but there is still an investigation underway. All southbound lanes were shut down near Winton earlier this morning due to a deadly crash. Now, that crash, again, has been completely cleared off the freeway, guys, but traffic is moving at the limit. But, you know, the investigation may take some time. I'll send it back over to you.
Yeah, thanks, Lynn. We know that one person died and it was a hit and run. It all happened at about 2:30 this morning. This new video in just a couple, it was from just a couple of hours ago, showing officers there focusing their efforts on that vehicle in the middle lane.
It's not clear whether police have any leads on the suspected driver who took off. We will bring you the latest as soon as we get it.
Meantime, as people get ready to head out of town for the weekend, possibly facing new mask rules, new info coming out this morning shows that Delta variant may be even worse than we thought.
KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live at SFO this morning. Justin, you've been talking to folks out there. Do they seem to be concerned about all of this?
Lynn, travelers are trickling in here at Terminal 2 this morning. We've been out here for about an hour at this point, talking to so many people. And yes, some are scared. Others are cautiously optimistic. That's because the CDC finds Delta spreads as easily as the chicken pox. That's one of the most transmissible viruses. Right now, the CDC reports the Delta variant accounts for 83% of all U.S. cases. The new CDC data should be released sometime today, but the CDC director says this Delta variant is serious. Here's what's alarming to medical experts. With each infected person, on average, they can infect 8 or 9 others.
You don't screw around with this virus. This variant can kill you. It's much more contagious than the common cold. It's about as contagious as chickenpox, which is a very contagious virus.
All right, so in contrast, if you have a common cold, you could pass it to maybe just two people on average. The new data shows Delta may be just as easy for vaccinated people to spread as the unvaccinated. That's why we're seeing these new guidelines on masking up, regardless of your vaccination status. Now, most people we talked to this morning, they tell us they are vaccinated, but they also say they're a little scared. You're going to hear from one guy coming up when I'm back at 6:30. We are live at SFO this morning. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
And if you're flying out to Vegas this weekend, a heads up for you. As of this morning, Nevada is requiring masks there and in other COVID hotspots. And another popular spot now reinstating the mandate, Disneyland.
This morning, California's coronavirus numbers are up yet again. The current test positivity rate, 6.2%. That is up 1.1% from the previous week. And just yesterday, Sacramento became the third California county to issue an indoor mask mandate behind Los Angeles and Yolo counties. In all three counties, less than 60% of people are fully vaccinated.
A live look now from San Jose. This morning, we've learned Santa Clara County will start requiring all county employees to get the COVID vaccine. Those county workers will be required to be vaccinated as a condition of employment, with specific exceptions for health or religious issues. The new rule applies to about 22,000 workers. The announcement came hours after President Biden said all federal workers will have to be vaccinated.
Nobody wants to mandate something, but we may wind up having to turn to that from a societal standpoint, as opposed to asking individual businesses one after another to make that decision. They're not public health professionals.
Well, the county has not yet announced a specific date for when the new rule will take effect.
New this morning as we look live from the South Bay. San Jose police now investigating yet another deadly collision involving a pedestrian. It happened last night on Monterey Road. Investigators say the pedestrian was crossing the street outside of a marked crosswalk when a car hit them. The driver did stay on scene and is cooperating with investigators. San Jose has now had 33 traffic deaths this year. 13 of them involved pedestrians. This morning, Oakland police making a new plea for help, trying to solve a cold case that involves a 5-year-old boy who was killed nearly 10 years ago near his parents' taco truck. In December of 2011, Gabriel Martinez Jr. was walking with his father near the truck on International Boulevard when he was shot and killed. Witnesses say the gunman was waiting for a food order when he suddenly pulled out a weapon. Police still trying to figure out who that suspect was.
To Siskiyou County now, where evacuations have been issued again for burn scar areas from the lava fire. Any neighborhoods along Juniper Terrace and Rising Hill Roads are now under a warning due to flash flooding concerns from Whitney Creek. Officials say people must avoid entering the flooded areas for up to 12 hours. Whitney Creek flooded Tuesday night, prompting similar evacuation warnings. Other flooding and slide impacts have been spotted around Mount Shasta since then. And happening later this morning in Contra Costa County, San Ramon city leaders will give an update on drought conditions and water conservation. We'll keep you posted. Chopper 5 flying over the East Bay Hills. You can see just how dry it is there. We're getting a closer look at the dangerous conditions. And many Sonoma County farmers tell the Press Democrat they're having to choose between watering the land or feeding their livestock. The drought is also apparently pushing some people to abandon large animals, hoping someone else can take care of them.